Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Las Vegas. This is John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas. Thanks so much for tuning in again this morning to listen to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast. You may have noticed that instead of just listening to a part of our theme song called Broadcast by a group named Fee, we listened to the whole song, which is just a great theme song for our program here and for the gospel going out into all the world. But the reason that we did that is because my good friend John Wood, who faithfully helps me put all of this broadcast together, he reminded me that last week was an anniversary. October the 2nd marked the third year in a row that we've completed doing this broadcast on our own. And I had no idea that it had even been that long. I knew the broadcast numbers were starting to get up there a little bit. but I was like, wow, really? 3 years? That's pretty cool. But what's even more amazing than that is that before I was able to take over the broadcast from our brother Daryl Raymond, Daryl faithfully broadcast this show as a live show on the radio for 35 years. 35 years! That still just blows me away. It was the longest running live religious broadcast in the state of Nevada. And Daryl just stuck with that over the years. And I'm sure as those years piled up, it was a surprise even for him. But that just goes to show you what happens when men are faithful to their responsibilities and their continual desire to stick in there. And I hope and pray that God will give me that kind of fortitude and that determination to go on. Of course, we don't know what the future is going to be or if we'll be able to continue this broadcast. We're certainly thankful to Lotus Broadcast for allowing us to be on their stations, on both of them. And it is a real privilege to be able to bring the Word of God to those of you in Las Vegas who are listening at this point. And just a reminder, and I'm going to do this again at the end of the broadcast, but, you know, we talk about our website, thechurchatlasvegas.com, and how you can learn more about us, but you can also go there to find the broadcast that we've already done on our website as well. If you go to ministry and under radio broadcast, John has done a faithful job of placing those broadcasts on our website. So if you're listening and you may have missed a broadcast, or maybe I was going a little too fast and you wanted to listen to it again, or whatever it might have been, maybe you came into it part way and you wanted to hear the whole thing, you can actually go on our website and go back and listen to our broadcasts again. Now, he doesn't have all of the broadcasts there, but he goes back about a month or so, I think he said. And so that's something that you can do on our website as well. So we'll remind you that again at the end. But let's go ahead and start this morning in James chapter 1. Those of you that have been following this broadcast know that we've been going through the letter that James, the half-brother of Jesus, wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to God's people, you know, especially those of Jewish descent, the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, which would include the Jew, but also the Gentile, who had come to understand that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Messiah who had been prophesied, the one to whom was a descendant of Judah, who that scepter did not depart until it came to him. And so what an amazing lineage, what an amazing person, what an amazing plan and purpose that God had worked out in this Jesus of Nazareth, who was, we know as the Bible tells us in John 1, the Word who was in the beginning, was with God and was God. And John 1:14 says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus changed humanity, the history of humanity, more than any other person has ever done and continues to do so. And that's because he is Lord. So let's continue again in James chapter 1 and 19. We talked about this verse and verse 20 last week, but let's just kind of take a run at it because it all goes together. James chapter 1 and verse 19, he says, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires." You see, James wanted God's people to know that this matter of Christianity wasn't just some kind of an idea. It wasn't just something to think about. It was something to live. And in fact, that's what we've, you know, already talked about in verses 2 down through verse 12. We talked about how God's people should react in the trials of life, how we ought to respond to those trials of life. in verses 13 down through 18, we talked about how we should respond to the temptations of life and how what we have from God should be more than enough to contrast those temptations and to be able to say no to those and to say yes to God. And so James continues on here to remind us that we need to be quick to listen to God and we need to be slow to speak. In other words, we need to listen to the word of God instead of just airing our own opinions and thinking that we've got life all figured out on our own. And also not to become angry when God's word goes against what we want to do or even what the world wants to do or thinks we ought to do. That anger against what's perceived many times as God's just trying to hold us back and he doesn't want us to have any fun. Those are all ridiculous. None of those things, especially man's anger toward God or towards his fellow human being, brings about the righteous life that God desires. Hey, let's listen to our next song this morning. This is a song by 10th Avenue North called "This Is Where the Healing Begins." And friends, when you start listening to God, when you start listening to the Word of God, that's where your healing can begin. It's where God wants to meet you and raise you up to walk in newness of life if you'll let him. He'll come in and make your life so much better. He'll get rid of the hopelessness and the discouragement and the lack of any kind of a solid hope in your life. He'll replace the selfish desires with selfless desires to help others and just so many more things that God does in people's lives when they will turn to him. What a wonderful thing he does. So let's listen to 10th Avenue North.
Thought you had to keep this up, all the work that you do, so we think that you're good, and you can't believe it's not enough. All the walls you build up are just glass on the outside, so let them fall down. There's freedom waiting in the sound. Let your walls fall to the ground. We're here now. This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken within, the light meets the dark.
All right, let's go ahead and just jump right back into our text here in James chapter 1 and starting in verse 21. It says, therefore, and remember, anytime there's a therefore, you say, what's the therefore, therefore? And so in light of what we've just said, especially that man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. You see, God wants us to live a righteous life. He wants us to do the right thing. And he wants others to do the right thing. Just think how wonderful it would be if we would all do the right thing towards each other. And so in light of that then, in light of the idea that we need to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, it says in verse 21, therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Okay, so here we see James kind of getting to the practical side of, all right, well, you know, we need to take note of this, but how do we make sure that we live this righteous life that God desires? Well, it comes by several different things. First of all, how we receive the word of God. Okay, how we receive the word of God. Are we going to listen to God's word? Are we going to let him speak instead of us just shooting our mouth off? And are we going to humble ourselves rather than get proud and angry and arrogant at God's word or even someone that's trying to tell us or teach us God's word? And so there's a responsibility for each person to do that. You see, God doesn't make anybody come to him. God doesn't make anyone be saved if he doesn't or she doesn't want to be. And so we have an obligation, folks, not only to initially, as we hear the gospel, to say, hey, I want to get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent and humbly accept the word because of what Jesus did for me on the cross. You know, if we're not willing to do that, then wow, I mean, do you really think God's going to save you against your will? Okay, no, he's not, and he doesn't. And so, therefore, when somebody hears the word, they need to get rid of the moral filth and the evil that's so prevalent in life. And of course, at first, that's only something that God can do. We have to have the desire and the mindset and the attitude to say, hey, I want to turn away from all this, God. But ultimately, God is the only one who can wash our sin away. God's the only one that can justify us and say, hey, in spite of your moral filth and in spite of all of your evil behavior and attitudes that are so prevalent, I'm still going to choose to save you and to raise you up to walk in newness of life. I'm going to take away the penalty for your sin. And I'm so glad that he did that for me. And those of you who have responded to God's amazing grace, I know you're very thankful for that too. But to those of you who are listening this morning and you haven't done that, I want you to know that Jesus said that God's wrath remains on you if you haven't responded to his grace, his love in Jesus Christ, his son. You see, if you've broken God's law, and the Bible says that all of us have sinned, we've all treated our creator terribly. We've all treated each other terribly. In fact, we've even treated ourselves terribly at times. And so, you know what? We deserve the penalty for our sin. But God so loved us that he sent Jesus to die for us so that we don't have to. But we need to respond to what Jesus did for us. We need to accept God's grace. And part of accepting God's grace is to repent of our sin, to renounce it, to turn away from it, to realize this empty way of life that we've been living, and maybe even the empty way of life that our parents, our grandparents, our friends, or relatives lived, that, man, that's just gonna end me up in a dead end. And you know what? I wanna live. I wanna live. And so the Bible says, or James writes here in verse 21, therefore get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent. What's the idea of get rid of there? Well, you know what? If you got some Oh, let's use something nice and neutral like vomit, okay? You know, have you ever thrown up on yourself? Or maybe you had a little baby throw up on you or whatever it was. You know what? That wasn't real pleasant, was it? And you didn't want to hang out in those clothes any longer than you had to. You wanted to get them off. You wanted to take them off and put them in the washing machine and get rid of that stench and that smell. Well, how much more should we want to get rid of the moral filth and the evil that's so prevalent and can still be that way in our lives, even after God's raised us up? We still got some baggage. We still got some tendencies. We still live in the flesh, and we've got to be people that recognize that that's there and be willing to turn aside from that. Wow, there is just so much that even just one little verse of scripture can teach us that we can think about and consider. And so we want to pick this thought up again next week as we start, Lord willing, that we're going to talk about that moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent. We're going to talk about that and how the scriptures exhort us about living a life not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And we're also going to continue to see how we need to humbly accept the word which has been planted in us, which can save us, and how that all works out. You know, James was a very practical writer, and he was writing to God's people not to just give them something to think about, but something to act on. And friends, again, we'll always remind you that we need to not only think, but we also need to act on what God tells us to do. And so we'll pick this up next week, but let's listen to our last song this morning. This is a song by Johnny Diaz called Breathe. Breathe. And you know, sometimes life gets so hectic and we get so crazy and we get so caught up in everything that we don't have time to breathe, to just settle down and realize how good God is, and to think about life and to think about what's gonna happen when life is over. I want you to really seriously consider that this morning.
Alarm clock screaming, bare feet hit the floor. Yeah, it's off to the races, everybody out the door. I'm feeling like I'm falling behind. It's a crazy life. 90 miles an hour. Fast as I can, trying to push a little harder, trying to get the upper hand. So much to do in so little time, it's a crazy life. It's ready, set, go, it's another wild day. When the stress is on the rise, in my heart I feel you saying, just breathe, just breathe. Come and rest at my feet. And be, just be. Chaos calls, but all you really need is to just breathe. Third cup of Joe, just to get me through the day. Wanna make the most of time, but I feel it slip away. I wonder if there's something more this crazy life. I'm busy, 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 and it's no surprise to see that I only have time for me, me, me. There's gotta be something more to this crazy life. I'm hanging on tight to another wild day. When it starts to fall apart in my heart, I hear you say, just breathe, just breathe. Come and rest at my feet and be, just be. Chaos calls, but all you really need is to take it in, fill your lungs, the peace of God that overcomes. Just we space to just breathe. And just breathe.
All right, we're back and we need to start wrapping up because the broadcast is almost done for today. What a great song by Johnny Diaz, Breathe. And I hope you really enjoyed that. And you do. You take the time to slow down and breathe sometimes. Let me let you know about something that's going to be happening here at the Church of Las Vegas on October 29th. That's a Saturday, October 29th, between 3 and 5 p.m. We're going to be having what we call a fall fiesta. And this is for the little ones. This is from, you know, the little kids from like 3-4 years old all the way up, you know, into like junior high. And so we want them to come and just enjoy a time of, you know, piñatas. We're going to have some tacos and some nachos. And we're going to have some different board games and just all kinds of fun games for the kids. And the adults usually end up having a great time too. So that's October 29th. From 3 to 5 here at the Church at Las Vegas. We meet here at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. That's right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. And you can come meet with us, not only on October 29th, but hey, we'd sure like you to come and worship with us. Sunday mornings at 10:30, Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock, and also Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We'd sure like to get to know you and to share your life with you and to come along beside you in the difficulties and the struggles and the things you might be going through. We love to point people to the Word of God. We love to point people to fellowship with God so that they can find hope and they can find mercy in their time of need, just like the rest of us do. So please come and visit us any of those times. Also, too, if you'd like to look on our website, thechurchatlasvegas.com, thechurchatlasvegas.com. You can find out a little bit more about us there before you come. Also, you can go back and listen to these broadcasts, either this one today or for about the last month or so. You can go back and listen to them. You'll find those on our website under Ministry Radio Broadcasts. Please go back and listen to any of those that you've missed. Hey, until next time, we just want to keep encouraging you to stand on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thanks for listening.